three questions. Three questions have always haunted me. What could they be? The meaning of life. Why are we here? What's our purpose? No, I'm Indian. So the three questions that have always haunted me are, how old are you? Are you married? And what do you do? Now, of course, these vary depending on context. So there's some give and take. I remember every year we used to be taken to the cinema, the local cinema in India, to see a movie. So this was a treat. The entire school would be taken off, given strict instructions not to show our true colours. Have you ever been to see a Bollywood film in an Indian cinema in India? It's amazing. So the minute the hero appears, everybody throws money and we're screaming and we're dancing. So there we were, the entire school, seated in deadly silence. The lights are turned off, the hero appears, and boom, we all go wild, everybody's screaming and dancing. And suddenly, the projector is snapped off, the lights are turned on, and the teachers come tearing to the front. And the headmistress looks at us, and she says, how old are you? Doing like this, you will never get married, and you will never get a job. And we were only 5. Grim, grim prognosis. Many years later, I did get married and I moved to Melbourne, Australia. And when I was getting my luggage, the plane had landed, I was getting my luggage off the luggage carousel at Tullamarine Airport. And I thought, I think this is going to be very different. In India, you probably know we worship the cow and a lot of Hindus don't eat beef. So I grab my luggage and I step out, and there I see this dusty ute with an enormous bumper sticker. And the bumper sticker says, "This is cattle country. Eat beef, you bastards." A few weeks later, my father came to visit me. And I gave him very strict instructions. I said, "Dad, in Australia, we just don't go around asking people, how old are they? Are they married? And what do they do? It's just not done." Just when I was talking to my father, and we're having this very serious discussion, my front door was opened, and my little fluffy white cavoodle, who was only 5 months old, Ace, he tore out onto the street. And I raced down after him. And a few doors down from where I lived, there was this builder, Stefan, you know, big, blokey, tattoos, cap, bling, Ferrari car, successful, successful. He was standing with his hands in his pocket. And there, my little fluffy white dog running past Stefan. And I go, "Stefan, Stefan, catch my dog, Stefan, Stefan." And he doesn't move. My dog stopped to wheeze. I managed to grab my dog and I walk back past Stefan, furious, furious, thinking, who doesn't stop? Who doesn't pick up a small, white, fluffy dog? And Stefan says to me, "Oh, lady, sorry, I'm scared of dogs." And I felt, you know, I felt a moment of empathy. And then somewhere deep within me, I channeled an Indian auntie. And I went, "Stefan, how old are you? How old?" My father returned to India and he would ring us and say, "I love you." He would ring me and say, "You know, I've left money for your daughter." Now, that's an Indian tradition I really like, where they leave money for people they love. We looked high and low in the house and we never found the money. And I kept telling my husband, "I'm really scared to ring them up in India and say, I can't find the money, because I know what my aunties will say. They say, how old are you? You can't even find the money your father left you." Sadly, my father passed away. And we were also moving house. And I was dismantling my library. And I was sorting my books. I was keep, throw, keep, donate, keep, donate. And by the end of the day, there were two giant stacks of books. And my daughter Tara, who was only 5 then, she reached into the stack of books that were going to be donated. She picked up a book and she opened it and out floated $500. The money my father had left her. Just then, a little white butterfly flew in through the window. It sat on my daughter's head, it sat on my shoulder, and it sat on the book in a perfect heart. And the title of the book, Three Questions. Something shifted in the universe that day. And now when people ask me, "Do you believe in ghosts? Do you believe in spirits?" I go, "I don't know. But I do know something. I know I'm never going to be afraid. And I invite you to do what I would do. I would channel my deepest, my dearest Indian auntie and ask the ghost, how old are you? You'll never get married doing like this. And what sort of job is this? Being a ghost, go in IT. Get a job in IT.